The Gregorian calendar, the months of January, February, March, and all the way through December. What did the people use as a calendar? How did they work out what month it is or what date it is, and how did they record it?
Months are something of a cultural phenomenon. They vary from one culture to another. When we look at the culture in ancient India, they followed what we call a lunisolar calendar. And right. Months would be based on what sign the moon was in at a particular time. But lunar months don't exactly line up with solar months. In Western cultures, which come from mostly Latin and Greek, the months were based on the sun, and the sun's going through different signs.
So you said Greek. So even at the times of Greek, there were months.
Yes.
So this is pretty old. This is, you know, thousands of years ago they started using months.
Oh, yeah. This is nothing new. The names of months that we use are from Roman times, basically. January, February. March was actually the beginning of the Roman calendar.
Oh.
And that's why December is from the Latin word for 10. It was the 10th month, not the 12th month. And November is the 9th month.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of it that way. That's very, very interesting. So it started off as Greek, and then what was the 11th and 12th month in Rome? And then someone took it. So the person who made Gregorian actually took elements of Roman and elements of Greek, something like that?
Well, that's another thing. So the Gregorian calendar was named after a pope, Pope Gregory.
Right.
And there was an attempt to reform the calendar. And in the Christian calendar, it's all about Easter. And the calculation of Easter is related to the time of the vernal equinox, the
right.
spring equinox. And they look at the calendar month where the spring equinox occurs, and it's the only date in the Christian calendar that actually has some variability based on astronomical phenomena.
Right. The ancient Mayans had their calendar and the famous 2012 date where there was supposed to be some kind of destruction that never happened. And we know that Chinese follow their own calendar. So throughout the world, people have followed their own calendar. But if I'm not mistaken, a lot of ancient cultures followed a moon calendar. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Because lunar cycles were very important to ancient cultures, where people considered their livelihood, their well-being, their ability to thrive and to trade were all based on the success of growing food in the soil. And things that grow in the soil really depend on the lunar cycle. And even nowadays, many people go by the farmer's almanac, which gives times for first frost, but also when the moons are. And, you know, planting according to the moon cycle has been shown to yield better results in farming.
Right. And since in ancient times, everybody was dependent on farming, so I guess the first calendar was all about the farmer's almanac.
So most early cultures would go by, this is the full moon, and we don't really care whether it's Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
Those are days of the week. That's something that came later. Although in India, that is called Vara, the day of the week. And we do consider weeks. That is one of the divisions of time. There are five divisions of time called Pancha Anga or
right.
Panchanga.
Can you give some more examples of nakshatra and month?
Well, for example, we're currently in the month of Kartik, according to the lunar months.
Right, we are.
And the month of Kartik is based on the moon entering the nakshatra Kritika. Now, there is one important thing in the lunisolar calendar, because a lunar month is about 27 and a half days. It's not 12 lunar months does not equal time for the Earth to go around the sun.
Yes.
So sometimes to line up the lunisolar calendar with the equinoxes, you have to add an extra month. And that happens about every 30 months.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that month is called Purushottama month.
Or in India, they'll sometimes call it Adhik Mas or Mala Mas, meaning the extra month. And people people don't do any activities like weddings, or they don't start a business, and they don't do any auspicious activities in this time. What is the difference in the Vaishnav calendar?
Well, the Vaishnav calendar follows Pancharatri Kividi, meaning it follows scriptures such as Narada Pancharatra, and in the Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition, we follow Hari Bhakti Vilas, which also follows Narada Pancharatra.
Right, okay.
So basically, it is a system of calculating what is the solar day when you observe the special observance associated with a lunar tithi.
Each lunar day in a month is called a tithi, right?
That's correct.
So can you explain and break down this tithi for us?
Okay, so imagine a pie. Let's say you have a pie, and that pie represents the range of angles between sun and moon. And it starts, if you're using a Purnimanta calendar,
which means
ending with full moon.
Right.
So we are going with, in our Vaishnav tradition, we go with a Purnimanta calendar. Some people have Amavasyanta, which means, begins with the new moon. We start with the full moon. So this pie represents, in the beginning, sun and moon are opposite, 180 degrees apart. And then it goes in a circle where the angle between the sun and the moon rotates through the full 360 degrees to come back to that point of opposition.
So Earth is rotating on its own axis. And the moon is orbiting around the Earth, and the angle that is changing is what we're talking about?
Yes. One full rotation of the moon in its orbit around the Earth is a lunar month.
Right.
The position of the moon has an effect on things like high and low tides and so forth. The Earth is spinning on its axis once every 24 hours.
Right.
Right? So that gives us our day cycle.
Yeah.
Based, and we see the position of the sun in the sky.
Right.
And then the moon's position is based on that slower lunar month. And then we also have the year, which is the Earth completing one full revolution around the sun. But the angle between the sun and the moon, regardless of where the Earth is spinning, for just a moment, imagine that the Earth is not spinning.
Okay.
Now look at where the sun is and where the moon is.
Mm-hmm.
Sun and the moon are opposite. That means that the sun is here and the moon is on the other side of the Earth.
Right.
And think of the sun like a big flashlight and the moon like a big circle, a white cardboard circle.
Right.
You're shining this powerful flashlight on that big white cardboard circle and you see a round circle in the sky.
Yes.
Now, if that circle was at an angle, and instead of a circle, it's a white ball, right?
Yeah.
Now that flashlight's shining on the ball and you see half of it because it's off to your side.
Yes.
And then that ball gets close to the flashlight and now you might just see a little sliver that's illuminated. So those are the different phases of the moon. You know, that's your elementary school explanation.
Oh, wow. Elementary school, sure.
But, you know, it works. It's a simple...
Yeah, okay, it works.
It's the thing that kids learn in sixth grade, and it's easy to understand.
The waxing and the waning of the moon makes one month cycle, right?
That's correct.
So when would they start? Like, what is the beginning of the start of the year? Like you said, the Romans started March is the beginning of the year. The ancient Indian calendar, what is the start of the month? A lot of Indians celebrate Diwali. Diwali is actually coming up this Sunday. And they consider the day after Diwali to be the first day, or Diwali itself to be the first day, which kind of doesn't make sense to me because Diwali is Amavasya, or there's no moon that day. So how did the ancients know where to start the year?
Well, that is itself a deep question because there are different systems of lunar calendars used in India. There is Purnimanta and Amavasyanta.
Okay.
And that gets into a long and technical explanation, but there are different cultures within India. For example, the Tamil culture. People do things differently there. And in Kerala, also there are some differences.
Yes.
And even in North India, you have people who follow what's called Pancharatriki Vidhi and people who follow Smarta Vidhi.
So what is the difference between Pancharatriki and Smarta?
Well, basically it boils down to how you determine things like the starting and ending of months. Getting back to your previous question, The year normally is considered to begin in Chaitra month, which is in the spring, around March usually.
So it is March, Marchish.
Yes, it is. It is basically when you have the start of the vernal equinox is
okay.
going to be where
so
that...
So Easter is basically around Easterish vernal equinox is when the start of the year is.
Well, Easter comes after the vernal equinox.
But in and around that time.
But yes, it is around that. It is around springtime.
Okay.
Spring is the beginning of the year.
Okay.
The Lunar New Year in Vietnam and in China usually comes in February.
So even in ancient India, in most of the area, it is the spring would be, springtime would be the beginning of the year.
Yes. Springtime is when things really get going. If you are based on agriculture, spring is when all the cold is done, the freezing is done, the frosts are done. You will have gotten things in and you may be seeing the first sprouts come coming out from the seeds that you've planted, at least if you're in a climate that's more favorable for planting and growing early.
So I know that the names of the month in Vedic calendar are different and they've been around for thousands and thousands of years. So you said Chaitra, which is...
Yes, Chaitra is based on the moon being in Chaitra Nakshatra.
I see. So each of the month is named after a different nakshatra?
Yes, but the correspondence of nakshatras is not... There are 27 nakshatras.
So let's go rewind and if you can explain in one line what nakshatra is.
So if you divide the 360 degrees of the zodiac into 27 equal parts, each one of those is a nakshatra.
Okay.